Evening, ladies and gentlemen, please rise for the pledge and invocation.
Mr. Waddell. Mr. Johnstone.
Here.
Mr. Shealy.
Here.
Ms. Dvorich. Mr. Julian.
Here.
Mr. Lastic. Mr. Salito.
Here.
Mr. Marino.
Here. You've had your meeting minutes distributed before you. Council's pleasure.
Make a motion to accept and place on file.
Moved by Julian, seconded by Waddell to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye. Opposed. Motion carries. Next order of business, reports and communications of City Council.
I have none.
Next order of business is public remarks on agenda items. Would anyone like to address council on agenda items? George?
About Sherman Street sidewalk. You already got the money, correct? I mean, that's...
John?
Yeah, it's CDBG funding.
Right, okay. Is this going to be like a like how it's always done, like you replace one, and just because this one's not cracked, it's just unsightly, skip five or six, put a new one in?
It's community block development grant, so it's the entire stretch of what
so it'll be like
work.
The whole thing will come out, like the whole stretch of sidewalk, not
pick
and
choose? That's my understanding, yes. Yeah, it's going to be the same as the other side. That's the opposite side of the one that was already done.
Oh, that's down there by Maple?
No, Sherman's on the south side, George. Ward,
to the one by Maple,
Sherman, Stanton.
Because when you did the sidewalks down there by Maple, off that drive-through, you did the whole side, the whole stretch, and it looked really nice. I mean, you put a nice clean piece in, you put it, then you mix. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I was just saying, if you have any chance of any input when you say, you know, just replace that whole section instead of pick and choosing little spots of sidewalk to change. And that's all. But Phil, I'm going to request this tomorrow to get more information on it.
Okay. I'll give you whatever I have on it.
All right. All right. That's all.
Thank you. Anyone else on agenda items? Anybody else? In the opinion of the chair, there being none, next order of business committee reports?
I have none.
Will the clerk please present tonight's legislation? Before we do that, we have to amend this evening's agenda, adding draft 90-25 and 91-25. Is there a motion to that effect?
Second.
Moved by Johnstone, seconded by Shealy to add those two agenda items. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye. Opposed. Motion carries. Would the clerk please present this evening's amended agenda?
Amended draft number 68-25 to be brought to the floor for the third time. An ordinance enacting Niles Codified Ordinance Chapter 169.01, invalid terms and conditions in city contracts, and declaring an emergency.
Motion for a third reading.
By Julian, seconded by Lastic for a third reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic? Mr. Salito.
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
A motion to adopt is in order.
Adopt.
By Julian, seconded by Salito for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell.
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone.
Yes.
Mr. Shealy.
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich.
Yes.
Mr. Julian.
Yes.
Mr. Lastic.
Yes.
Mr. Salito.
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 68-25 has been adopted after its third reading. Would the clerk please present the next draft?
Draft number 74-25 to be brought to the floor for the second time. An ordinance authorizing the service director to enter into a purchase agreement with Trumbull County Land Reutilization Corporation for real property and declaring an emergency.
Motion for a second reading.
Second.
Moved by Johnstone, seconded by Shealy for a second reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 74-25 has received its second reading. Would the clerk please present this evening's consent agenda?
The following drafts will be part of the consent agenda being brought to the floor for the first time, passed together with suspension of three readings and as an emergency. Draft number 75-25, an ordinance authorizing the service director to advertise for bids and enter into contract for Sherman Street sidewalk replacement. Draft number 76-25, an ordinance authorizing the disposal of obsolete vehicle by internet auction on GovDeals as it is no longer needed for any municipal purpose by the city. Draft number 77-25, an ordinance authorizing monthly cash transfers. Draft number 78-25, an ordinance authorizing monthly cash transfers. Draft number 79-25, an ordinance authorizing appropriation of funds from the unappropriated park fund for engineering services for the walking track at Waddell Park. Draft number 80-25, an ordinance approving a then and now payment request for USG Water Solution Utility Services Company Incorporated for quarterly maintenance of the water towers. Draft number 81-25, an ordinance authorizing appropriation of funds from the unappropriated general fund for income tax refunds. Draft number 82-25, an ordinance authorizing appropriation of funds from the unappropriated sewer fund to equipment purchases. Draft number 83-25, an ordinance authorizing appropriation of funds from the Unappropriated Capital Projects Fund for the True Main Street Signal Upgrade Project. Draft number 84-25, an ordinance authorizing appropriation of funds from the Unappropriated General and Light Fund for unemployment claims. Draft number 85-25, an ordinance approving the Solid Waste Management Plan for the Geauga Trumbull Solid Waste Management District. Draft number 86-25, a resolution authorizing the mayor and or service director to prepare and submit an application and enter into agreements with the Appalachian Regional Commission to become eligible for funding assistance for the Brown Street, First Street waterline replacement. Draft number 87-25, a resolution authorizing the director of transportation to complete construction of phase 4 of the Western Reserve Green Trail replacement. Draft number 88-25, a resolution authorizing the mayor or park director to prepare and submit an application and enter into agreements with the Ohio Department of Natural Resources to become eligible for funding assistance for public recreation purposes. And draft number 89-25, a resolution authorizing the director of transportation to complete the State Route 46 two-lane sign replacement project.
Motion to suspend.
Moved by Julian. Seconded by Salido for suspension. Questions or comments? John, on the unemployment ordinance, the unappropriated funds for the light would come out of unappropriated light funds, correct?
That's correct. There's partial general fund, partial light department funds. That's where the two employees were working at the time.
And we laid them off.
We did not. They were claims after they left here that we've appealed and lost.
Okay. All right. Any other questions?
The two additional drafts need to go consent as well.
There's already been a motion and a second to suspend.
Can I withdraw my motion?
Yeah. You could just add. They're added, so you just...
They can. All I'm saying is when we read them, just make sure they suspend. That's all.
Yeah, well, when they come up, you'll just move your will at that time. What you prefer, you can suspend or make a first reading at that time for those two drafts, Phil. Mm-hmm. Call the roll for suspension, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
I'll make the motion.
Salido, seconded by Julian. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Your consent agenda has been adopted under suspension of your rules. Would the clerk please present draft 9025 by caption?
Draft number 90-25 to be brought to the floor for the first time, in ordinance authorizing appropriation budget transfers and declaring an emergency.
Motion to suspend.
Second.
Joyen seconded by Shealy for suspension. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lasick? Yes. Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Moved by Julian, seconded by Salido for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 90-25 has been adopted under suspension of your rules. Will the clerk please present the next draft 9125 by caption, please?
Draft number 91-25 to be brought to the floor for the first time, in ordinance amending ordinance number 113-24, authorizing the mayor to prepare and submit an application for a matching grant from the Ohio Public Works Commission for the 2025 Nile Street resurfacing project and declaring an emergency.
Motion to suspend.
By Joy and seconded by Lastic for suspension. Questions or comments?
Mr. President, quick comment. Just for clarification purposes, OPWC requested this previously passed legislation to be amended to clarify one official signer of the application. The previous legislation in the past always had the mayor and or service director. Their new guidelines only ask for one official signer moving forward.
Very good. Any others? Call the roll for suspension, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich? Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
By Julian, seconded by Shealy for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich? Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 91-25 has been adopted under suspension of rules. That concludes this evening's legislation. The next order of business are general public concerns. D.
I'm only going to say two things. Last Thursday, I was at Giant Eagle. My camera alarm went off. I checked my camera. They were out working in my yard. So I ran home from Giant Eagle. There was guys out there working in my yard. I asked who they were. Who were they? They didn't have no company truck. The one guy had an HH3 with this caution light in front of the double strip. And the other one was a pickup truck with a homemade trailer on it. So they scooped up all that dirt that was in the double strip. Never laid down topsoil. I have gravel in my yard still. I did send a video to Mindy because she's our council person. Jim Julian's been out to see my yard. I am not satisfied with it. They said the job is completed. But when I got my estimate that I was told to get, they were going to lay down topsoil. If you see the video, it is nothing but that little fine gravel that they throw on the streets for the snow. I'm not happy. I'm not signing nothing until my yard is fixed to my standards.
D, let me talk to this guy. I know you called me earlier, and it's a twofold issue. The part you're signing is the waiver that we talked about, hear me out, allowing them to do the work. The second part is the concern where you have they didn't do good work. But in order them to, they shouldn't have came out in the first place until that waiver was signed allowing to come out. So we do need you to sign that waiver. I mean, that was the agreement we had here. That No, that's two different things. We're going to stay on and make sure they get it done correctly. Phil, am I speaking
right? This is what we talked about. You got to do the settlement agreement and release, and then that authorizes the work to be done. That doesn't say, you're not signing saying the work was done correctly.
Yeah, you're not saying this is complete.
This is really to comply with the ordinance that we drafted, so that's in line with all of the legal stuff that I looked into to make sure we could do that. Abby, yeah, so.
Abby called me and left a voice message. Is that her?
That's my paralegal, yes. But I have the agreement here.
It's twofold. Like I said, the first part, the waiver allows them to get out there. The second part, you're not signing off saying it's done right. The waiver puts them there. Now we're expecting it to be done right. And you know I'm going to stay on this. So you got to sign the waiver to make it happen. Then we're going to stay on to get it done right.
Thank you. It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. My yard is a nightmare. I was out there today trying to weed whack it because my grass is so high, but you can't even get my lawnmower in it or the weed whacker because of the gravel in it.
Her time has expired.
Like 3 minutes.
Moved by Salito, seconded by DeVorge for 3 additional minutes. All in favor signify by aye. Opposed. Motion carries.
And I want to congratulate everybody yesterday on the election. Here's my second concern. So, we have done wonderful things in the city of Niles with the parks, with what's going on downtown. But yesterday and today, I took a ride just in the city. I lived here for 60 years. This town is disgusting. And I'm going to tell you why. If you go anywhere and you look at the street storms, we have a street sweeper that we bought. We have 4 wards. There's 4 weeks in a month. Sometimes there's 5 weeks in a month. 1 week out of the month, you go to that ward, and for 4 weeks, you can clean all the storms up. The leaves, the garbage. Go down by McDonald's. Go right here on Main Street and just look at the street storms. But then you get people that cut their grass that blow it all out. But we're supposed to clean that. I cleaned my street today. I swept my street, but other people don't do it. We have a street sweeper. Why aren't we using it?
I couldn't agree any more with that, what Dee said about the street sweeper. And as all of you know, it is on a program, an established program, and a program that meets EPA guidelines. So, if you do log on to the city's website, street department page, you'll be able to follow where that street sweeper is each week throughout the 4 weeks of the month. And it's broken down into wards and precincts. The street program starts in April, all of April. There was a sweep April, May, off in June, July, August, off in September, October, November. That's the program, established program that we've been following since the purchase of that new street sweeper.
What's going on over my area? The traffic is very heavy with semi trucks now. And we're not talking about the trucks going up Hunter Street to the steel mill. We're talking going down Warren Avenue. I understand that Kimberly Clark's going in there. Okay. Is the trucks going down there right now? The semis with big pipe on it?
Phil, I have a question about one of her earlier issues. So if there is, it sounds like she's nervous to sign something that would release, that would sign away her rights for litigation. Is it possible that we could have a two-step signature for this, a waiver to start the job and then a second signature that would be required upon satisfactory completion that then would release her from the claim that she...
Well, the settlement agreement is built in that if part of the consideration is that we're going to do it at our cost, it's implied in there that part of that consideration is it's going to be done properly or her litigation rests with the contract. So,
do you understand that part of it?
Her time is up, but what I would say is that it would behoove you, Dee, to make an appointment to go meet with Phil. Go down there, Sam, let him explain it, and go over it in detail for you and show you line by line what's in there. That's what I was going to say earlier.
Phil, correct me on this, though. they shouldn't have even went out there till that waiver was done in the first place, correct?
Well, technically, yeah, it would have been. That would have been the proper protocol to do it, but I don't think there's anything improper done because we're not. This isn't going to release any of that work. So,
like I said earlier, it's two. One, you got to be able to get them to the dance. The second one, you got to make sure it's done right once they're there. But one waiver has nothing to do with the other, correct?
Correct. Yeah.
Anyone else?
Yes, my name is Emma Kuznick, and I was here at the last meeting. And I had Mr. Salito come out to my house, and I let him.
I went up there, and I understand Mr. Lassick's been there, and I believe Aaron's been there, and she feels the issue. I think everybody has seen there's definitely issues there. And I know it goes back in time where Crowley wrongfully, allegedly, had the fence tore down and then put back up, but it caused problems, which caused some, so Bear is understand, I guess she's trying to get some resolution out of this, and it, like I said, it's went from one person to the other person, and she's still unsatisfied, so what can we do to get some relief for her in this issue? Is there anything we can do?
Button you have to hold.
I'd like to say something about that. I'm having more water now because the sewer people was out there, you was out there, the mayor was out there, and they told she was supposed to put in a 3-foot by 6-foot deep drain with the pipe coming out going someplace else. Well, it's not even 2 feet, and I have complained about that. I've got pictures where she did it originally and how the top just went out. And I've showed everybody. I got all that water coming to my property now. Then I have the guy next door put in a driveway. Now it's all sloped in my yard. And you should have seen my whole backyard was nothing but a lake. And I know we had heavy rain. But now I got two places draining in my yard. But that's why I'm fighting to get this sewer line put in. All I ask is for connection on the other side of the sidewalk. And you told me that that I own that, the city does. No, when they did survey my property, it started from this side of the sidewalk, north side of the sidewalk, to the back. Not from the middle of the street. My peg was right on the sidewalk there. So when you guys redid that whole street years ago, you could have messed up that whole pipe. I had the sewer department complain, said that there was never a pipe down there. I don't know what I'm talking about. And I had you come out, the sewer, and Mr. Lastic seen it, Aaron has seen it, where this big pipe comes up along between the street and the sidewalk. And Aaron had a camera come out, but his camera didn't go up far enough. I'm having another person coming in the 13th that was going to put a camera in all through there. I've been putting out a lot of money trying to get this thing through. And it's going to cost me over $10,000 to do all this, plus what I already got into it. And all I ask the city is, for the aggravation that you guys have put me through for the last 30 years, between stuff stolen out of my house, lots of money, baseballs, everything, antiques, money, and the trouble with this lady that you let her do this, and I've been harassed by her for 10 years. I had my property surveyed. Everybody okayed it, even Duke. From zoning, said my property's fine, and I still have one. It still comes out every time.
Ma'am, hang on.
Motion for 3 minutes.
Moved by Salito, seconded by DeVorich for 3 additional minutes. Go ahead.
And this has been going, and I've tried to get somebody to write a letter. I had Duke from zoning ask Mr. Zulio write a letter to tell her my property line is fine. It was surveyed. But if they wouldn't have made me tear down everything out of there because that woman complained, I said, I'll never help a neighbor again. I cooked and cut her grass for that lady when she had surgery. Never. And I keep that area up there clean. If there's a dead animal on the street, I go out and pick it up, put it in the woods. If somebody's garbage can's in the street, I go out and I move it. I try to keep the city clean. I even had the mayor clean the sewers because the water was backing up. So I've been fighting, and I try to keep that area clean. Everybody sees how I keep mine. So Robin just turned to be a nice street. If you go through there, people are cutting their grass, except you've got a couple yo-yos in there. You ain't going to stop them. But it's a nice street. And the city's got to take care of this stuff. If you want people to take care of it, then you've got to tell the people keep it up.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
Philip, have you reviewed this case from top to bottom?
I have not.
So what I would ask is, I would like the law director to review this case and provide counsel with guidance on what is our obligation to address your concern, and what are we required to do. And if we're required to do it, I can't imagine the mayor and council saying no. And then what matters would be civil in nature, because if there are civil matters, then that would be between you and your neighbor. But I would like to get a report from the law director on this, let him look at everything. So if you wouldn't mind meeting with Phil after this meeting and going a meeting with him, bringing your documentation, all the things, so that he can do some research to provide counsel with, guidance. Because, ma'am, if it's civil, then that is going to be something you're going to have to, you're going to have to. I understand that. I do. But we need guidance from the law director on what we're required to do based off of the law. So it would help us, and I don't want to throw you under the bus either, Phil, but I also want to make sure that what decisions are making are grounded in law. And he's the one that makes that determination. So listening to this, it would be my recommendation, meet with our law director and your councilman. You're in the second ward, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And meet with all three of you. Sit down in the office down there, go over everything, allow him to do his due diligence, and come back to council so that everybody knows exactly what's required, as opposed to, well, what are we supposed to do? And you're as frustrated as all get out. So that's not fair to you either. So I would ask that you indulge us and allow that to occur. All right, well, after the meeting, you three get together and set up a meeting to get the ball rolling so we get this resolution on this, and you can sleep better at night, because I can see this is wearing on you. Well, good. Well, it's good to see you smiling. So we'll wait till after the meeting, okay? All right. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone else? Rob? Can you hold the button right down on the bottom? I think. Yep.
Good evening. I got three events coming up, two in the city of Niles and one in Trumbull County. I want to make everybody aware of. The 17th of this month, we'll be installing flags at Niles City Cemetery at 12 noon. Anybody wants to help come and participate, you're more than welcome. Second event will be the 26th, which is Memorial Day, the American Legion Post 106 in conjunction with the VFW 2074, we'll be hosting a Memorial Day event at Niles City Cemetery at 11 o'clock. I'd like to see everybody there.
That was a
7. Yes. And the third thing, it's Trumbull County. It's actually in Warren. I think it's a good thing with our community, because we have a lot of Niles men that were killed in action that'll be on this wall. It's the Wall That Heals. It honors 58,281 members who lost their lives and all who served defending our country during the Vietnam War. A traveling replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall in Washington, D.C., the exhibit consists of the Wall That Heals replica and the Mobile Educational Center. This three-quarter size scale replica is 375 feet long and stands 7.5 feet tall. The exhibit is free to the public and will be on display at Packard Park. The Wall That Heals will be open 24 hours a day, beginning the 28th of this month and closing on the 1st of June. And that's it. Thank you very much.
Rocket, thanks for all you do for the veterans. It's greatly appreciated. Anyone else? Anyone else? Mr. Kiriotnik, sir.
All right, about what Dee said, she hit it right on the head. This place is disgusting. We just closed on property today from a guy that lives outside of Niles. When he left, property today, he rolled the window down, and he said, why would you invest $350,000 in it? He said, it is disgusting. He said, good riddance. But that's what he said about the property. Mayor said about the street cleaner, that's all good and dandy, but street cleaners don't cut grass, they don't tow junk cars, they don't paint rusted out signs that are flapping down 422. You guys want to talk about all these parks and blah, blah, blah? This city has gone downhill. It's nasty. I mean, it's nasty. It really is. It's not the city I grew up in. It's not even close. And I know it's 2025. It's not even close. Council, Jim, you guys done some nice things. But man, you gotta pick it up. I mean, there's just too much trash over there at Treasure's Flea Market. Blue tarps on houses, then went down North Road, the boats. And you guys done a great job. You have. And when I say you gotta pick it up, I understand you guys work, it's hard and everything. But maybe you guys ought to come up with some committees or something to alleviate everything you guys do. But the parks are nice, but in overall, our town's terrible. When you guys talk about a first, second, and third reading, why do you have these? Why do you have a first, second, third reading, Mr. Lastic? Why do you have a first, second, third reading?
Because our rules are grounded in Robert's Rules. So,
and it says so the residents could come in and give their input.
Well, it's to the discretion of council,
right,
as to what ordinances they afford a first reading, right, second, third, George, or those that they put on the consent agenda, which passes in total.
You and Mike are the only ones sitting up there that's been here longer than me. I've been here six, right? I mean,
I've been here the longest, George.
One time it was only Mike.
No, I've been here the longest.
No, you too.
Yeah.
With what? Who's here? Okay. When in 6 years have I been coming here? When has any council member ever come up to me and say, your idea is something we should think about, talk about?
Well, actually, George, when you have a good idea, I have said.
And that's how it goes. It stops right there.
I have said.
It stops right there.
I agree with you.
You don't vote. You don't do nothing against, nothing bad. I mean, that's just not your
wife here.
That's just not your job. I mean, that's just not your job.
Yeah.
I tell people all the time, even though he throws me out, he runs the best meeting I've ever been in. Okay? I'm just.
Why not too, George?
I know. I've done good. But you guys never ask anybody when they come up with an idea, you never say, that's a good idea. I mean, is it because it's me? And you're afraid to put your name?
George, you want more time?
Huh? Yeah, about 12 minutes.
You can get three more.
Motion for three.
Moved by Salito, seconded by Sheely. All in favor, signify by aye. Opposed, motion carries.
And we go about these permits. Ladies talking about permits. Some other people came in about permits, too. When Jeff used to issue a permit, why should the customer, the homeowner, be responsible for putting a fence in, because it's mostly fences, why should that homeowner be responsible because 2 years from now, a neighbor comes in and says, it's on my property? Why should they have to pay the extra money to dig it out and redo it when Niles issued them a permit and said, okay, you're good to go, build your permit?
Should that happen if we've issued the permit?
Well, we issue the permit based on the representation of the homeowner.
On the drawing they turn in.
Right. Yeah. So if it's wrong, then that's on the homeowner.
But shouldn't you go, I mean, some.
Well, we couldn't. I mean, the problem is the cost of us having to verify property line. It would make the permit, you know, cost.
I still think that if you're going to issue a permit, you should go out and at least look at it and say.
They do. Oh, and they look. I mean, they'll make sure that. They'll look at the drawing and they'll make sure that when it finally goes in, it matches the drawing. But as far as where the property line is, that's going to be a survey issue every time.
I understand that. And I noticed, too, some ribbon cuttings. We got a DJ with music. Does the city pay him? Does the city pay the DJ when I cut the ribbons for, like, the sock hop coming here and everything and the Christmas lighting and stuff like that? I don't even care if somebody asked me to ask.
I don't know.
All right, somebody just asked me to ask, and I'll send you a public request about the contractor for the grass tomorrow.
I've never paid a bill to a DJ.
Okay.
As long as I've been
here. I don't care. I'm just, somebody asked me to ask, so I'm asking. So that's all I'm asking. And I do want to thank Mindy, though. She did get back with me. I'm going to call the guy from ODOT tomorrow about that bridge because it's terrible over there. I went there today and it's flooded all down around the viaduct and the overpass. Yeah, and I'm going to call him and Phil, you've always said your job is to keep him out of prison. But Ray Bishop and Jimmy Joling with the ballots coming to a heat. It's coming to a head.
George.
No, it is. It's coming to a head. When I was running for mayor, his comments cost me votes.
George,
it's a felony, and it's gonna be taken care of.
All right. Well, just let's stay with city business here, okay?
That is city business. I was running for mayor when they put that online, their ballot saying not to vote for him.
Let's just stay with what you've been doing.
Been a year. Just to let you know what's about to hit.
He's at 6 minutes now, so your time has expired, sir. Thank you. Anyone else? Come on up, ma'am. I usually save him for last, but you're a little stealthy over there. I didn't see you. So I know, George, I didn't see her. You just hold the button down. Your name.
Yeah, Deanne Pagano, and I live on Rose. And I'm sure everyone knows we've had a lot of water problems on cameras.
Hold the button. Sorry.
Okay. A lot of patching, a lot of trucks, a lot of our light posts have been terribly handled. You know, the trucks back up, the tire marks are still on there. I mean, I think I even told the mayor one day, I feel like I have to take a Dramamine to get down my street because we've got lights going this way, posts going that way. Some are different colors. Some, you know, there's three. The stop sign was replaced. That went another direction. So, you know, just picture going down our street. First two, I have another question. Can you straighten them at least so it looks like it's...
What I'd like to do is you go through all your concerns so we don't take up your time.
Yeah.
And I'll make sure that we get those answered. Your first was the light poles being straightened and painted.
The tire marks are still on them. I mean, we just got our street paved maybe 3 years ago. It wasn't a week, and we had another explosion. They not only ruined the light posts, you know, because now they're going different directions. They tore up the street that we just had paved. I mean, and then also I have a problem with the first two houses on the street on the right-hand side are bought but vacant. Now, I've been working on this for 8 years. I don't know what the connection is with the people that own that. I understand it was individuals. I understand it was two people that were doing repairs. I was told as long as you keep up with the yard and it's mowed, but there's a meter that's hanging off the off of the wall on the first house. Okay, that to me seems like it's a hazard. The other one is got two different. It's the impression of Camrose when you first turn on it, as far as I'm concerned, was nothing like when I've been there almost 60 years. And, I mean, it's almost embarrassing. I've got more vacant properties around me than, I mean, I've had to call a couple times about the house behind me. I take care of my yard. As a matter of fact, for probably 6 or 7 years, I've mowed that medium and divided it because, you know, I had to wait till it was up to my knees before anybody, you know, and everybody would go by and wave and thank me. But, you know, I mean, I care about cameras. It's a block away from Howland. I know it's sometimes overlooked, but if you could do something with the telephone poles, and what is the connection with buying a home? Now, I have seen the man working on the second house, okay, but I've watched that happen for 8 years. There is nobody living in these first two houses. How can you buy a home and keep it vacant? There should be a variance or an ordinance of some sort you know, 3 years, two, 3 years, if you can't sell that house, what is the benefit of leaving a house vacant? It's not kept up like somebody that really lives there.
So you're
the lawn is mowed, but
hang on. We need to give her three more minutes.
Motion for 3 minutes.
Sorry.
No, don't apologize. Don't.
I mean,
that's what we're here. Do not apologize, ma'am. We appreciate you coming and speaking. That's what this is about. That's what we're here for, is to take these concerns and try to solve the problems. We should never, ever, and I'm using some of your time. I'll make sure you get it all. The fellow that's going to follow me, I think, subscribes to the same philosophy I have for a very long time, and I've been here, as George pointed out, a long, long time, is to allow our residents to come and speak their mind in a respectful way. So don't ever apologize. Now, I need all in favor, signify by aye. Opposed? Motion carries. You have 3 more minutes.
I have 3 more minutes.
Yes.
Oh, dear. A thought just went
I have your 3 things still in mind. Hopefully they don't escape me.
Okay. So why is a house kept empty for so long? The two properties. Parking all night on the street. That's a problem.
Okay.
Pardon me? Parking all night. I understand, you know, but they almost come into my property. Well, that's giving you too much information. But I guess I'm upset because it's just not the street that, you know.
So,
and I'm sorry, but the medium had 4 trees in it, beautiful trees. But once again, the trucks, when they back up, you know, they... two of the
question,
trees.
Yes. What trucks are you speaking of that back up and have destroyed the median and knocked the trees?
Every time we had a water break, there was people in there. I don't think it was necessarily the city trucks. It might have been the people that came in to try to repair whatever mess they made out of the lawns.
And they've destroyed...
Well, there's tire marks, and they're not by accident. They're by they're by utility, some sort of utility truck.
Okay.
And, you know, and we've lost 2 or 3 trees on that. You know, now we've got one that's sad, 2 that are really sad, that there's only 2 left. It's, you know.
I understand what you're saying. So I'm sure that the mayor, because your time is, you know, you got 1 more minute. Do you have anything else? Because I don't want to take any more of your time. All right, Mayor, go ahead.
I'm going to get your phone number. We're going to get the housing guys to contact you directly tomorrow. Okay. The light poles we had talked about, I know that was a concern Mr. Waddell had. After long conversations, we have a program now where all the underground light poles, the fiberglass poles, are going to be straightened and painted this coming summer. So they're all going to be the same color. You can thank Mr. Waddell for chomping in my ear about that, get that into the budget, and council for approving that during the budget.
People can be complaining in our neighborhood about it, too, as well, and he's told us no.
All citywide underground.
He has told us no. We have a crooked pole, too. He said it's straight the way he sees it. I'm kidding.
I also said I painted mine, and you go get a ladder. I'll buy you a can of paint and bring a
look
ladder
at this
over.
Thing. Could you imagine this thing on a ladder?
But the light poles are all going to be addressed this summer, citywide. And I want to grab your phone number before we leave. And if there's potholes and patches, we'll have the street department come through. Okay.
That's the building gentleman.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it tomorrow. I'm going to have them address it with you. Okay. I'm going to grab your phone number right after the meeting.
No, at the end of the
meeting. Right after the
meeting. And Bob, to clarify, you are correct. The fellow that follows you is a strong advocate of them coming here to speak, as you know. You are correct on that.
Correct. Anyone else? Unfortunately, you can't. I'm sorry. unfortunately, we can't do that. So in the opinion of the chair, there's no additional public remarks. The last order of business, miscellaneous remarks. John, I did have a question. Have we had our insurance renewal for health care? When does that come due?
It comes due January 1.
Can you refresh my memory? What was the rate increase for the city with health care this year? Do you remember?
I believe 22%. It was pretty high.
What do you see in your trends up to this point right now? Are they meeting that? Are they less? Are we exceeding them in healthcare?
As of right now, revenues and expenditures are on par, or what we projected. So we're spent about, I believe, 1.6 so far this year. We brought in 1.6 on premium. So it's trending the way they projected renewal time.
Linsky shops the plan every year, the provider, the carrier.
He does.
And we do major medical, and we do prescription drug, and we do dental and vision, each separate, or they combine. I apologize. I'm curious about this for many reasons.
Medical, dental, vision, eye care is all shopped and pharmacy.
And all of them are holding steady based off of projections with regard to care.
Our biggest increases year over year, obviously one-off surgeries that we don't know about, and
prescription
drugs are skyrocketing. We've gone from $800,000 4 or 5 years ago to last year $1.4 million in prescription drugs.
Formulary.
That's all prescriptions.
No, the formulary and the prescriptions, the tiers.
Correct.
You've got to go through the formula.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, the reason I'm asking is the federal government and the Medicaid implications can have an impact and might have an impact and will have an impact if they start tinkering with it. Because absolutely. The rate payers, private providers, will have to make up that money. So trying to figure out.
And not to get political in here, but we don't make our own drugs in this country either. So,
well, what thinking ahead and you know, how you project this, because I won't be here for the next budget, but you all will be. And you're really going to have to take some time. And that finance committee is really going to need to engage on these things with regard to expenditures and how we look at those things, especially when you do your mid-budget review and where our trends are. Because, you know, we are hearing of concerns in the community from folks about housing and a litany of other things, and they're all valid complaints. We all hear the same thing. Every one of us hear the same thing. I hear it repeatedly. I was at a meeting yesterday with some chamber folks, and, you know, there were concerns expressed. So it is something we're going to have to tackle, but that's going to take money and prioritizing. And, you know, there are people that go to bed with the gimmies and wake up with the wants. And we also have to look at our purse strings and making sure we're maintaining appropriate levels of funding based on what the mayor and the, you know, the auditor and their team want. So we're really going to have to start digging our teeth into the mayor's strategic plan or the city's strategic plan and beginning to address the neighborhood blight issues, because it's a problem, while also recognizing the additional costs of just running the city. So, you know, for those of you that, well, Ed's not here, but those of you that are going to be here, you know, really need to start getting those committees up and running and functioning the way they're intended. I'll get off my soapbox now. I have no other comments. Mayor?
Just a quick update on the two drain bridges, the project, the painting project. I had a pre-construction meeting with the bridge painting company as well as Trumbull County last week. Those two that are associated with phase 4 of the Niles Greenway bike trail are scheduled for right around Labor Day. So we tried to get them in before the 4th of July, but the company is just booked up doing their other work. But they are scheduled for right around Labor Day. So we'll have the two painted that are county owned.
Mr. Auditor?
Just to add some more to healthcare, you know, when we first came back in 2015, prior to our current healthcare broker, city was spending close to $6 million in healthcare back then. Over the years, the administration, myself, union representation, we have, you know, our committee that we have made significant adjustments to healthcare. Increased costs to contributions through collective bargaining. There's been a lot that's gone on over the last almost 12 years in regards to healthcare. So moving forward, and currently, you know, we're back up to about $5 million in expenditures from 2015. So it keeps going up, and the trend, we all do it every day, the trend in healthcare just continues to rise. So it's up to us to continue to have those conversations with the committee, the administration, union representation on how we adjust those healthcare costs moving forward.
That's correct. And another, to add another wrinkle into this, you know, my other life I live is in public education, and I proudly serve in that. And the legislature's looking at school fund balances and thinking about pegging them at 30%. You know, when they start down that road, how does that affect municipalities? You know, where are we at with regard to that? Because, you know, those have huge implications with regard to planning, funding in the future. And there's a particular appetite in the legislature to, you know, take those unencumbered fund balances and provide them as tax refunds is masking a problem from my lens. But it's something that we need to keep on our radar from a fiscal aspect, because if it's happening to the schools, who's to say that the municipalities and the townships aren't next? And one of the arguments that has been we've considered is, you know, you're being penalized for being good stewards with taxpayers' money. Because if everybody had spent all that money, people would be complaining that, well, what'd you do with all the money you had? So it's a darned if you do, darned if you don't scenario. So when we look at our unencumbered fund balances and what is our financial exposure over time, and what is that number, and how are we arriving at those unencumbered fund balances? Well, you guys have all this money sitting. Yeah. Well, our obligations for 9 to 12 months are this amount. So we need to educate ourselves on how we communicate those things with respect to the money that the city has and how the city's allocating that. So thanks, John. Mr. Law Director? What's council's pleasure for the May next meeting in May?
Because we're going to not have the clerk and
that meeting.
We're not going to have the clerk, the auditor, and the law director. So, I mean, it would only seem to probably push it into June would be my thoughts if we're going to lose those three.
Yeah, we had significant legislation tonight, just in potential anticipation of that.
What he's asking for is council to consider canceling the May meeting, the May 20th, 21st meeting, due to a lack of.
And then have three in June.
Yeah, I'm going to
suggest. No, just two.
I'm going to suggest pushing it to June.
So your motion is to cancel the May 21st meeting by Mr. Salido, seconded by Mr. Lastic. Questions or comments?
We have discussion.
Sure.
I would like to remind council that the CIC grant program, that window had closed. They are going to do the scoring of the submissions, and the way this was structured timeline-wise was that they give it three readings before we recess for summer. So if you choose to cancel this meeting, which I understand the reason behind it, but we may need to only give two readings for that grant. That's all. I just want to plant that seed now.
We'd be able to suspend after two, though, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm well aware of that. I just want everyone to be aware now that that would be coming.
I also have a comment. Is it possible to move that meeting to another week in May? Is there something that says we cannot do that?
Meet whenever you want.
Some people have plans, vacation, summertime, things like that for June.
June meetings are already set, Todd.
I'm talking about moving May to June, correct?
No, canceling.
Just canceling it and not moving it to June.
No, you already have two meetings in June.
I'm clear. Thank you.
Any other questions? All in favor signify by aye. Opposed? Let the record reflect that that was a unanimous vote.
Nothing further. Thank you.
Mr. Service Director? Chief? Chief? Mr. Waddell?
I just want to congratulate the people who won yesterday in the election. Looking forward to working with you.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes, I'd like to talk about Election Day as well. So yesterday, voter turnout was poor as expected. Trying to put a positive spin on that, there were right around 9%, I want to say, showed up at Trumbull County. I just, rather than focus on the low turnout, I would like to take an opportunity and thank those who came out and voted. It's so important that you do so. I know we get wrapped up in national politics far too much when your local politics are what you're going to feel the most. And I appreciate everybody who took the time out yesterday and came and voted, especially if you voted for me. But thank you all.
Ms. Shreely?
I'd just like to congratulate everybody that won and those that did not win. You did a good run. I also would like to address something here. D had mentioned about the storm sewers and everything and blowing grass into them. We need to really hammer this home a little bit and put it out there to the people that we have an ordinance against this, and it really needs to stop. I had a resident contact me this past week about an issue where someone blew grass all over the road. It was an absolute mess. I went over on Cherry. I looked at it. I did talk to the resident. I spoke with her nicely. I told her, I go, you know, we have an ordinance against this. And as someone that mows her lawn, I told her, I go, you need to let him know that he cannot do this. But instead of making a big deal out of it, I went home. I took care of it. I cleaned it up. But as far as the blight and everything and the housing situation, we have a new guy here in the city taking care of the housing department, and I think he's doing a fantastic job. It's just that there's so much. There's a lot to do. We have a lot to do. There's a lot to do in the third ward. There's a lot to do in the fourth ward, and there's a lot they got to deal with. And some of the things that I'm seeing is there's junk cars and everything else sitting on properties, no plates on them, and we're trying to deal with this, and it gets a little nerve-wracking. I get a little frustrated with some of this because once it goes into the courts, now it's in the court's hand. They can only do so much. But these guys are doing their job. They're out there every single day. I'm on the phone with them quite a bit through the week. And if someone calls me with a problem, I go look at it before I pester them with it. I want to make sure that it is what it is. But they are doing their job. But there's a lot to do, and there's a lot of catch up. That's all.
Thank you. Mr. Vorge?
Yeah, I'd just like to say thank you to all the...
Mindy, hold the button. Hold the button.
No matter who you voted for, just the fact that you took the time to come out and exercise not just your right, but your responsibility and voted. So thank you for that.
Thank you, Mr. Julian.
Yeah, I just echo what Mindy says. Just thank you to the voters of Niles.
Lasting. Mr. Salito?
Yeah, now that the election's over, I think the administration and council's got a lot of work to do. You know, I'm looking through this list, and I didn't realize it until I had a lady on their street come up. I mean, right now, we're failing when it comes to growing the city. Since last summer, we've had Dollar General vacant, Chef Peng's for sale, Gasoline Alley's for sale, Stone Yard is for sale, Sparkle is vacant, Phillips Manufacturing closed down. That's a pretty big, significant hit. I mean, we got to get together, and we got to work jointly on this because there's no one man responsible or no one man going to fix it. So as a team, we've got to go in here. We cannot have all these sales. I don't know what incentives we can give, what we got to go out openly shopping and bring places in here. But that's a pretty significant list I just named. So I think we've got a lot of work to do, and I think we got to do it. Again, not one man can fix it or not one man broke it. So we've got to get out here. Not that anyone's responsible. You know, you can't stop people from doing this, but we got to find ways to make it more lucrative to get these buildings filled. And starting with Dollar General sitting right there, I mean, that's right in the middle, and we're going to be looking at a Reisman's-type situation where it's going to become dilapidated, and we're going to be having to tear that down. So I think we've really got to get moving on that. I know that Aaron and I talked about Dollar General for a while, but we've really got to find ways to aggressively push them to do something with that building or start enforcing things that need to be enforced.
Any other comments, Doug?
That's all.
Motion to adjourn is in order by Salito, seconded by Joy, and all in favor signify by aye. Meeting's adjourned. We'll see you in June.